Jane, you do?
I think I do.
Okay, what is your solution?
Well, you start out in as a theta equal 45.
Start out. Okay, start out. So it's theta equals 45, so the state is heads. Yes, and then
will you give it to other person whether
so give it to the other person, and what happens now? Then what happens when that happens?
What if he flips it or not? Well, basically the state of the point of state.
Yep. So flip. Obviously, if you don't flip it, it'll stay the same. And if you flip it, that changes that to, changes it to the heads to tails and tails to heads. But that's just tails plus heads, which is what it was before. So,
when he gives it back to you, you just rotate it 45 degrees.
Towards
the colonoscopy. I now know what people are saying.
Yes. So I should say that is correct. Oh no, you do it in a quantum way. Yes, Sam.
Surely if they flipped it, it'd be the same as moving the arrow through 90 degrees. In which case, if you moved it in that direction 45 degrees, it would go to tails.
No, it's not actually, because remember I said what the flipping operation
is.
We're not flipping it in the vector space. So remember I said what the flipping operation does. It's a flipping operation, it changes heads to tails, tails to heads.
Also sign.
So So the flipping doesn't rotate by 90 degrees. No, it doesn't. To figure out what the flip does, the flip takes tails and heads. And heads to tails. So if we have a state which is this just changes this to heads and that to tails. So it flips over the sign and the cause, like you were saying, Adrian. So I guess you might be tempted to think, well, if it's a flip, then if you have 45 degrees, by a flip, it's got to flip it down here. Is that what you were thinking about?
I was thinking it would flip it 90 degrees.
So, yeah, no, I guess you could have an operation that does that, but it's a different... Okay, so maybe I didn't explain that clearly, but you know what that is now. Okay, so that is the solution. So to win this game all the time and clean up at Vegas, all you need is a quantum coin. Yes?
Could you place it on your draft?
Could I just display?
Yeah, place the range on your draft.
Oh, right. I guess it depends on what the state is, but if it's...
Let's see, it's 45 degrees.
Then it doesn't do anything.
Okay, that's why it's done.
Because So displaying the flip on the graph.
Yeah.
heads, tails. So before the flip it's like this, after the flip it's the same. So there's no change.
Isn't it look like any the labels of the X's?
No, it's not. The axis stays the same, it's just changing the state. So it's just changing the state of it. So the axis stays the same, it's just changing the axis stays the same, horizontal is always horizontal, vertical is always vertical. It's just changing what the state of the particle. The reason we don't apply it to the axis, we apply it to the state. The state is something that is within. It's just kind of this within this two dimensional vector space. Okay. So, and as to what a quantum point is, so you can think of a photon, and you can play this game with a photon, except on the same set of head and tails, you have horizontal and vertical. And basically, because everything's exactly the same, because everything here is exactly what I was talking about before, so you can do it by putting in a 45 degree photon, and the flip operation keeps it 45 degrees, and then finally you rotate it around by 45 degrees. So if you want a physical example of what I mean by a quantum coin, that's what I'm talking about. So that is one example, and this is a game that quantum physics can always win. So what is a good, and this is actually a very open-ended research question is, so what other games are there? So so this is a very open-ended question, and I give it to you as home play. So what other games can you construct that quantum physics will allow you in? I'll tell you, I don't know the answer to this, so I can think of some other games people have found out, but this is really a research question. And this ties in, so probably what I've shown you is this game that quantum physics can win, the quantum game, is probably the simplest example of what you might call a quantum technology. This is a game or some device that you actually use the rules or principles of quantum physics to do something that is impossible classically. It's impossible sort of without quantum physics. It's impossible to win the game without that you use the quantum coin or quantum superposition properties in that. And really you get similar things in so quantum teleportation, quantum secret codes, and quantum computers. These are all devices or gadgets, if you like, that actually use things like superposition in this clever way, but it's a much more sophisticated way, it's a much more subtle way, actually use the laws of quantum physics to do something that you cannot do without that. And this is a game in the field of quantum technology, and it's really starting to take off. People have built prototypes of these things. So the ideas have been around since the 1980s. People are just starting to build this. But if you can understand what's happening with quantum game, this really is kind of a microcosm, if you like, or just an example for what you get in quantum computers and quantum teleportation. So I think that we need the mentors out there. So what I'll do is I'll bring them in, and they're going to talk about their area. So I've got to mention Carlos is also going to be a mentor. talking about quantum memory. So that is related to this. So there's quantum physics, quantum computers, quantum computers type stuff. So there's quantum. So these are the seven options. So what you will do is, so I'll come in and explain. Actually, could you get them now? They should be out there. So what you'll do is, I'll give you a piece of paper and you write down your name. And obviously you'll put your name instead of my name. And you'll write down a list of mentors. So it could be Albert. So you'll write down your name.
Who's Bill?
Bill. And then